This is the termite colony. Like Rama, it is an artificial world with a controlled environment. Like Rama, its functioning depends upon a whole series of specialized biological machines, workers, builders, farmers, warriors. And although we do not know if Rama has a queen, I suggest that the island known as New York serves a similar function. Now, it would obviously be absurd to press this analogy too far. It breaks down at many points. But I put it to you for this reason. What degree of cooperation or understanding would ever be possible between human beings and termites? When there is no conflict of interest, we tolerate each other. But when either needs the other's territory or resources, no quarter is given. Thanks to our technology and our intelligence, we can always win, if we are sufficiently determined. But sometimes it is not easy, and there are those who believe that, in the long run, final victory may yet go to the termites. With this in mind, consider now the appalling threat that Rama may, I do not say must, present to human civilization. What steps have we taken to counter it, if the worst eventuality should occur? None whatsoever. We have merely talked and speculated and written learned papers. Well, my fellow delegates, Mercury has done more than this. Acting under the provisions of Clause 34 of the Space Treaty of 2057, which entitled us to take any steps necessary to protect the integrity of our solar space, we have dispatched a high-energy nuclear device to Rama. We will indeed be happy if we never have to utilize it, but now, at least, we are not helpless as we were before. It may be argued that we have acted unilaterally, without prior consultation. We admit that, but does anyone here imagine, with all respect, Mr. President, that we could have secured any such agreement in the time available? We consider that we are acting not only for ourselves, but for the whole human race. All future generations may one day thank us for our foresight. We recognize that it would be a tragedy, even a crime, to destroy an artifact as wonderful as Rama. If there is any way in which this can be avoided, without risk to humanity, we will be very happy to hear of it. We have not found one, and time is running out. Within the next few days, before Rama reaches perihelion, the choice will have to be made. We will, of course, give ample warning to Endeavour, but we would advise Commander Norton always to be ready to leave at an hour's notice. It is conceivable that Rama may undergo further dramatic transformations at any moment. That is all, Mr. President, fellow delegates. I thank you for your attention. I look forward to your cooperation.